good to have you back here. Good to have you back here. All right, we've got a lot to talk about. Virginia Allen is a senior news producer and podcast host at the Daily Signal. And she has spent time down at the southern border, and she's here to share with us her firsthand experience. You know, we like to have firsthand experiences, Virginia. Thank you for taking the time.
It's great to be with you this morning. Thanks for having me.
You know, the numbers are jaw-dropping because some now say the gotaways in the last year are 900,000, maybe, and those that were apprehended are over 2 million. Are we at a point where 3 million people are coming into the country illegally on an annual basis? That would be three times the size of the city of San Francisco, if it were true, Virginia. What do you think?
You know, looking at the numbers, they're simply not sustainable. And when I went down to the southern border, I was in Eagle Pass, I was in Del Rio, I was in Kinney County. These are all communities on the Rio Grande River that border Mexico. This is their reality day in and day out, is dealing with this mass influx of illegal migrants coming across the border. And when we say that there are illegal migrants coming across, there's two different groups. There's those that want to be apprehended by Border Patrol because they want to claim asylum. And then there's those that are coming in very intentionally, illegally. They don't want to be caught, and they are maybe smuggling drugs. They're human smugglers. They have an illegal record, and they want to avoid encountering Border Patrol. And those are often dangerous individuals. So both groups, though, are of great concern because when we don't have a border, I mean, what are we? Are we a solid nation if we don't have a border? And for all intents and purposes, from what I saw, we don't have a border anymore because people are literally just coming in droves. And it was fascinating to see this situation play out. I saw it several times where illegal migrants, these are folks who want to claim asylum. They wanted to be apprehended by Border Patrol. They crossed the Rio Grande River. Then they would wait for Border Patrol to come pick them up. Border Patrol comes, picks them up, takes them to a processing center where some of their basic information is taken down. And then that's where nonprofits are often stepping in to then give these individuals plane flights, bus tickets, and they go into the interior of the United States and they're released and they're told, hey, call this number or we'll contact you to set up your asylum hearing. Well, many times that doesn't happen. That asylum hearing comes and goes. They never show, and they're just within the interior.
So let me ask you about that, because that's something, Virginia Allen here with the Daily Signal. The hearings, because we're told, oh, they get released and they have a hearing date. If they don't show up, is there any penalty at all? I mean, coming into the country, there's no penalty at all. So my question is there anybody pursued for that? And how would you know anyway? Because do you really have good ID? I have seen video of piles of driver's licenses and other government-issued IDs from countries all over the world piled up at the border. Once they get close, they just dump the ID and they go in without it. How do you know who any of these people are, for example? And how would you ever penalize them for not showing up in court if you don't even know who they are?
Yeah, that's a good question, and I don't think that there's a great answer because they can't. You know, if these individuals are not telling the truth, if they're not legitimately giving, this is my name, this is where I'm from, then we have no way of actually knowing who these people are. And it's funny that you mentioned the IDs because when we were driving from Del Rio south to Eagle Pass, we were sort of in a ride along with a former Border Patrol agent, and he knows a lot of the local ranchers. So we drove onto a ranch that borders the Rio Grande, and we were walking around, looking around, and we actually found one of those discarded IDs that looked like it was from a gentleman who was from Venezuela. He'd crossed the Rio Grande right away, discarded his ID. So who knows? You know, if he was someone that was apprehended, who knows what he told Border Patrol as far as who he is. But there really isn't a systematic way to be able to track these people. And certainly for the bad actors who don't want to be caught, they have no incentive to give their real name if they're apprehended.
Right. No, I mean, what? And again, it brings me back to who's in our country, Virginia? And no, we don't have a sovereign nation if we don't have a border. But the bigger question is, who's here? And for all the Democrats that think this is a great idea, so I just say, leave your door unlocked. If you really believe that way, leave your door unlocked at your house. Why would you lock your door if you just think that? What's the difference between locking your door or locking your border, except for scale? Nothing different. Uh-huh. It's not that I hate the people that are coming to my front door. It's that I love the people inside my house. I mean, that's it. And so I like to know who's coming through the door. Same thing with the border, Virginia. But I see no end in sight. They're not going to change any of this. And the question is, the big question is, why are they doing this to us? Why?
Well, I think that's the question that everyone is asking. What really is the motivation? And there's a lot of different opinions on, you know, why they might be letting illegal migrants so freely into the country. But look, I mean, you know, even if these are good people, even if they're good people that are coming across, that so overwhelms the system. It pulls Border Patrol away from the border into desk to have to process information so that then we become vulnerable to those who are a real danger to our country. If our border is unsecure, if our Border Patrol agents don't have the manpower to protect our border, then of course that's going to encourage bad actors to come across because they know that they can. And, you know, for those who live close to the border, this is a daily reality and a fear. I spoke with a woman who lives just a mile from the border in Del Rio. Her name's Esther. And she said, you know, her house at night, she said, looks like Fort Knox. She's had to put up lights and a fence and do all of these things, buy a guard dog just to make herself feel somewhat more safe when she's in her own home at night because there's right. constantly migrants coming, yeah. coming across her property, walking in front of her home. And this is just normal.
It's insanity. It really is. Virginia Allen, podcast host for the Daily Signal. Real quickly, we got about 10 seconds. Where can they find you?
Yes, so you can look up dailysignal.com to find all of my work there. You can also follow me on Twitter at Virginia_Allen5. And you can check out the Daily Signal podcast wherever you get your podcast.
Virginia Allen, thank you for being so honest, frankly, and being here. Thank you.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
All right, take a break. We'll be back. It's the Steve Gruber Show.